welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson, and let's talk about what a terrible mess the Emmy nominations and the Oscar nominations are this year, and why we should basically just start over. I'm not usually an extreme kind of guy. I mean, to each his own, live and let live, as my old high school English teacher Mr. Bell used to say over and over, de gustibus non disputandum est, and all that stuff. But, and it's a big but, we all have our limits. Like a few decades back, I was involved in a battle with a Southern California school district trying to get services for special needs kids back in the early days of that movement in the 90s. And I got so wrapped up in it and so notorious on a very small scale that a reporter from a local paper asked me, if you could fix the school district tomorrow all by yourself, what would you do? And without thinking about it for 2 seconds, I said I would burn it to the ground and sow the earth with salt, because as I saw it at the time, it was just too broken. It was badly needed, of course. It was essential, but the district, as it stood, couldn't be fixed, in my opinion. It had to be reinvented. Okay, long story, but that's where we are with the Emmys and the Oscars and the ridiculous Golden Globes, and we saw that in the nominations that came out a few weeks ago for the Emmys and just this week for the Oscars. All the award shows, actually, are the same. They're down. No. They don't have to be reformed or tinkered with or revamped. Did you know that that word is almost 200 years old and it used to refer to someone who fixed old clothes? Anyway, that's not what the award shows need. I really think it's way past time we just erase, and reinvent them from the ground up. Making movies shouldn't be a competitive process. The financial pie, the size of the marketplace, is not finite and irreplaceable. This year is the best example of that ever. I mean, look, you've got Barbie and Oppenheimer. Like them both, hate one or the other, whatever. The point is they are two entirely different movies with entirely different intents put out simultaneously, and they both made literally billions of dollars. It wasn't one or the other. It wasn't a competition, and we don't need to treat it that way. And on top of that, the old genre separations that might have made sense in the old studio days just don't make sense anymore. Are superhero movies dramas in the same category as deep psychological work or historical epics or three-person divorce stories? No, but we find them slammed into the same category. And are there always exactly 5 great, say, comedies in a given year? Yeah, sometimes there aren't nearly that many. And stunningly mediocre movies or TV shows get included, even when sometimes, while in other years, undeniably great stuff gets ignored or snubbed because there can only be 5 spots and it doesn't matter how much good stuff there is that year. This year's Emmys, for example, made that embarrassingly clear. The Bear was great writing, great acting, great production all the way around, but it was nominated for Best Comedy? Comedy? While other series that were just as great, that were originally set up to be closed off one-shot stories or miniseries, well, now they're talking about having a second season, so does that make them a series or a movie? And meanwhile, truly incredible work got shut out entirely because there just aren't enough slots. I mean, seriously, how could Better Call Saul not win anything? Nothing. Simply because of the arbitrary structure of the Emmy Awards. So like I said, let's just burn it to the ground. Start over. And there's even a model for honoring the best of what we put in theaters or on streamers, on screens, anywhere, in any form for that matter, which has everything to do with quality, not popularity, not politics, not marketing millions, but quality. And it's a model that's been thriving and respected for years. Have you guys ever heard of the MacArthur Fellowships? You know, the genius grants? They were created way back in the early 80s. That's more than 40 years ago now, by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. They give out between 20 and 30 grants every year. Notice that. General numbers, depending on who they think deserves it that year. No specific number they have to hit. And they're up to $800,000 paid out over a 5-year period for every recipient. And they're given, and I'm quoting here, to support creative people, effective institutions, and influential networks building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. And you know what? You can't nominate people or institutions for a MacArthur Fellowship. They find you. The whole nominating process is secret. Well, the nominators and their deliberations and their criteria, even the people themselves, are anonymous and serve for a limited time. And their job is to go out and find remarkable people doing remarkable things and honor them. And then they move on, and they do it again the next year for different people every year. The list of people and institutions that have received MacArthur Fellowships over the years is just amazing. scientists, writers, political activists, artists, hell, even the amazing Randy got one. And that 800 grand gives them the financial help and, more important, the recognition that they deserve. And we are all the richer for it. So hey, Emmys and Oscars and even the execrable Golden Globes and People's Choices and all the rest, let's do that. Let's make the process secret. Let's not tell anybody who's under consideration and pay no attention to those for your consideration ads in the trades or internet love bombs or anything else. Just find the people, the directors, the actors, the writers, the technicians who are doing incredible work and recognize them, as many as deserve it, no matter how many or how few, every damn year. And no more categories. No more dramas versus comedies. No more miniseries versus variety specials. And who cares if it was first on Peacock or CBS or Shudder or YouTube, for God's sakes. It doesn't matter. And don't even mention box office revenues or ratings. They matter even less. The question is, was it good? Did it change or enrich lives? Will it withstand the test of time? Oh, okay, that last one's hard, but you get the idea. Did the work matter to a lot of people? And should everyone know that and appreciate it? Because if we did it that way, mediocre pablum like The Tourist would never get mentioned, and years of consistently brilliant work like Better Call Saul would get the recognition it deserved. All we have to do is burn it all down and reinvent it from the ground up. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look, and please do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson and on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.